Final segment of In Focus here coming up with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. And if you got any questions, we'll try to squeeze them in here. 785-537. I went blank. You're 1350. I was about to give your phone number.
I thought that only happens to me, Brandon.
I was about to say 2112, and I'm like, that's not right.
No, that's my number.
It's weird how you have those mental flubs. I know Dave and I, we have those sometimes when we're reading.
No,
news
we don't.
Well, I saw him put his headphones on, so I knew he was going to weigh in.
Well, there was that time where I was giving out the birthday line, and I gave out my own personal phone. And I'm like, no, don't call that number. You know, those things happen.
Did you have to change your number after that?
I did not, but I did receive a number of text messages, and yeah.
Well, very nice.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you show up for work on, like, you know, 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I've done that.
All faculties just aren't quite present.
I've
and there's not enough caffeine in the world.
Amen.
Not even if you were to drop it right into my veins. Something's just going to fly by the side.
When you have that little sleep, it's kind of like, you know, driving while intoxicated, right, Dave? You know, you don't remember the drive home. You don't remember. I mean, you know, long, long time ago. I mean,
no, I've never done that.
Okay, well, I'm glad
I don't
to
know
hear
what
it.
That's like.
What a great example you are.
Oh. Oh. And you think you know me so well. So I mean, you're here short time. We're going to get you in one more time at least, right?
I hope so. It's up to you. I'm always willing to come to these things, and I'll do it as long as you like.
You got another month.
Yes, January 31st will be my last day of work.
You get bonus pay for that?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Not that I know of, but that's okay.
A handshake and a thank you? Slap on the back?
I hope so. You know, I guess it's okay to say this, although it hasn't been. I think it'll go out today or tomorrow. The RCPD and the law board want to have a reception for me, a retirement reception from law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be on January 28th from 3 to 5 p.m., which is a Friday, and my last day of work will be the following Monday.
January 28th.
The location, I think, has been nailed down, but I don't want to say it until I'm absolutely sure.
But we'll have to have you in before that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's his next scheduled date, too.
Is it?
The 28th, so.
Yeah. Well, what a way to close out the career on than to be on In Focus.
Is that by coincidence, or did you plan it that way, Brandon? Wow.
Total coincidence.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, 28th is the last Friday in January.
Yes, it is.
How cool is that? That'll be the off week before the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's good. That's good. I don't want to compete with them. But
no.
We hope the weather's good. We hope that COVID isn't raging here. You know, that's... The venue that we think we're going to be using is, with all those things in mind, especially COVID, the large, large place where people can spread out, you know, and we'll have masks available if people don't bring one and they want to wear one. So.
Well, I don't know if I'm on the invitation list, but I'm putting it in my calendar. So,
I hope you come.
Yeah. Location, large venue, TBD.
You'll recognize it when it comes out.
Okay.
You know, you brought something that just kind of made me think about something. In the last year and a half, almost 2 years of the COVID situation, when we had the lockdown and the mask issues, I can't believe that there was a time we were questioning whether police were going to enforce, you know, masks being worn in the community. It just doesn't seem like it's unconscionable at this point. All we've learned about COVID, and to think that was actually a concern at one point for a lot of people.
You know, I don't want to sound like, by answering this question or commenting, that I'm judging at all, because I'm not. We were in a situation where there were just a lot of unknowns, and I received, again, a lot of pressure and suggestions that we should be more aggressive in that. All I can tell you is, based on my experiences in law enforcement and as a human being, my gut told me that going down that road would not turn out well for our community and the relationship we have with them. So our approach, is, as you recall, was education. And there were a couple of situations involving businesses where we really had no choice but to issue a citation. But in terms of individuals out in the public and the community, we took an educational approach. We handed out masks. That was the decision I made at the time. I was criticized for it by some, but took responsibility for it. In hindsight, I still think it was the right approach, and I'm glad we did it that way.
Yeah. There's been a lot of learning going on here, and I think we're still learning here. You know, obviously the CDC is still learning on some of the things. You know, they're changing the 10 days to the 5 days here for the isolation period. Lots changing, and it's going to continue to change probably going into the new year. One thing that's not going to change is DUI enforcement. And I know I want to make sure we get a plug in for that here before the end of the show. And there's some extra enforcement going on the roadways now through January 3rd, as I understand.
Right. It started December 26th. It's called Take Down DUI, and it's part of a statewide enforcement campaign. And we participate in those, and it involves officers who volunteer to work overtime to increase enforcement. And we usually focus in those areas that we establish through our accident reduction campaign program, ARC, that we received the award for earlier this year. And we focus in those areas, and we know there's intoxicated drivers out there, and it isn't always alcohol anymore. There's a lot of prescribed medication and other illegal drugs that people consume that cause them to drive under the influence. So we are aware of all of those things, and we just want to make our roads as safe as possible. So we think it's important to help heighten awareness and conduct enforcement.
Will they also be looking for people distracted driving during that time?
We always look for that. I have to admit, it's a very difficult case to make, charge to make, because until, and I'm not suggesting this, hands use of devices is completely banned. It's very difficult to prove when someone is talking on the phone or texting on the phone when you see it in their hand. So we do focus on it. It is one of those things citizens want us to enforce. Making a case and having it stick in court is a bigger challenge. So we continue to focus on it to the best of our ability.
All right. Very good. Well, we're about out of time here with Director Butler. Any plans for the New Year's Eve? Are you doing anything fun with the fam?
Well, my wife's a little under the weather right now, so I'm not sure. It depends on how she feels, but the weather forecast is also, you know, casting some doubts over doing anything significant that evening or the next day. So there's probably going to be a football game on or two, so we might end up doing that.
Of course, K-State's got their big game on January 4th. Hopefully no COVID cancels that here, but you're not probably going to the game, are you?
No.
No, I didn't. Okay. Well, it's good to have you here, Director Butler. We'll talk to you again next month, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our program here for today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to hear from Ben Jedlicka. He's not been on in a while.
Hmm.
He's going to be stopping by the program, and we're also going to hear from Representative Sidney Carlin as well.
I got their big New Year's hike coming up.
That's right. That's
among other things.
New Year's Day, yep.
For too long, you could explore ice fishing. Woohoo! And that's not like fun. No.